Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place with the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What's on Your Mind. That's some big news today because we have a pair of tickets for the NDSU Bison game. Frisco in the Team Maker NDSU Bison section. So good location. You know, sometimes you go to a game and you end up getting tickets for somebody, and imagine you're like right in the middle of the Montana location. Right? I mean, you, God bless them, but you don't want to go to an NDSU. You don't want to go to a national championship game as an NDSU Bison fan and sit with a bunch of people that are wearing...
Sit with the Bobcats.
Yeah. You know, it's because then it's awkward, and you know, you can have... you and I would do it, Kev, but not everybody would be, you know, up for that. I would love to be, you know, the TRD or TURD, excuse me, in that punch bowl, but most would not. So you're amongst other NDSU Bison fans, and they're really good seats. Now, we're gonna select a winner for this 24 hours from right now.
Okay.
Okay. Actually, 26. We'll do it at the end of tomorrow's show. Okay? We'll do it by the end of tomorrow's show. So right at the last segment of the show, tomorrow's program will announce a winner. And here is what I'm thinking. First of all, thank Dakota Supply Group for the tickets. They just wanted us to do some good with them. So my thought in doing some good is just tell us a story about somebody that would be blessed by these tickets. Yeah, whether you'd be blessed by them, whether, you know, some neighbor would go if they had the tickets and you're driving down anyway and you'd take them along, whatever that is, okay? And you can just all the usual places. You can call and tell us that. You can text us. You can email us. Whatever works. You can call the 24/7 line, 855-200-1776. So, again, we have a pair of tickets. They're free for the lucky winner. And the lucky winner is going to be determined by the best story on how somebody would use those tickets.
And thanks to our main man, Mark, at Dakota Supply Group for supplying them.
Big time.
Thank you, Mark.
Yeah, appreciate that. And you can tell us that story, how you'd use the tickets. Call on the show, 258-0550. Calling the 24/7 line and leaving a message at 855-200-1776. Text us, 701-237-1590, or email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. So one more time, and then we're going to get to the calls here today. A full hour of open phones in this first hour for you to tell us what's on your mind. Call us at 258-0550. Call the 24/7 line, 855-200-1776. Text us at 701-237-1590 or email studio@allonegiantlongphrase whatsonyourmindradio.com. You could also go to Facebook if you prefer, because we have this up on Facebook as well. I tagged you, Todd. I don't know if you saw it. Kevin, I tagged you.
Mm-hmm.
So it should be on your pages. I tagged K-Fire and KLTC and AM 1100 the flag and AM 1090 the flag and What's on Your Mind Radio, so it should be on like every possible social media platform. What's that? I hope not. No, iHeartMedia, you know, I was just wanted to get the word out there. I've never figured out Facebook because I looked this morning and I posted it last night at like 11 o'clock and like it had 2 likes. So I don't know what the deal is, but, you know, it's just kind of crazy. So anyway, like away. Like away. Go to it. Just like us on the WDOI. Where'd that come from? Like us on What's On Your Mind Facebook page. I didn't tag WDOI. That's what I forgot. That's what I forgot, for crying out loud. All right, I'll tag them too at some point. Anyway, welcome to the program we call What's On Your Mind. Scott Hinnon. Super producer Chris Larson is the man, the myth, the legend. Daniel's taking your calls when you call us in the wonderful epicenter that feeds What's On Your Mind all across the USA on the GCN network down there in the Twin Cities. Todd the Radio God Mitchell and Kevin in like Flynn. Right there, ladies and gentlemen, all part of the program today. I reserved this hour just to finish up on any New Year's resolutions you'd like to assign us. We didn't get to all the texts yesterday, so I'll do that early on here today. But when you call about whatever you're wanting to call about, if you just have any suggestions on how this show could better serve you and that would improve the quality of this show, it is a good time to give us some unvarnished criticism. Don't, you know, don't hold back. Let us know. Look like you want to say something, Kevin.
No, I just read the text from a Bison hater, but whatever.
What did the Bison hater say?
He said, I would throw the Bison tickets in the trash. Go sue.
That is not a way
come on.
To get any tickets.
Right, now come on.
Exactly right.
You got it. I mean, come on. Yeah.
Right.
Right. I mean,
yeah. I mean, there's a
keep it positive.
There's a healthy, fun rivalry between UND fans and NDSU fans.
Oh, you bet.
I love it, and I engage in it regularly.
You bet.
But when an NDSU team or a UND team is on the national stage, we're all
exactly
North Dakota fans. Come on. I mean, that's crazy.
I discovered that rivalry when my buddy Tim Biegert played for the Bison back in the early '80s, and we were at Dakota Field at the UND game. And it was late. See, I'll never forget being at that game. It was awesome.
Oh, they're the best.
It was awesome.
There was a whole NFL Films thing on it.
Yeah.
You know, on that rivalry.
Awesome.
It's incredible. And I want it to be what it once was. It's not now,
it's
but
not.
We're getting there. All right, let's get to the phones here today and those texts as well on the program. Let's start with Fred in Wing, one of our most faithful listeners, callers, and all-around good guys.
Fred,
what's on your mind, sir?
Hey, Fred.
Oh, my. Hi to everybody there. Happy New Year to you guys. Scott, welcome back. Todd, sorry about your dad.
Thanks, Fred.
And, yeah. We've become friends with all you guys over the years, and I just wanted to say that you guys are doing a real good job. And, the boys that fill in for you, Scott, they did a good job. They did a really good job while you were gone, okay?
Beautiful. We had Ron Ness on for a day. We had Gary Emmons for a couple of days. We had Kevin took the reins one day, and I'm trying to remember who else was in the mix. Jeff left. Or does he go by Jeff Ogden now? Yeah. Jeff does a nice job, too, and a great radio pro. Yeah, so glad to hear that. Good.
And I just wanted to say that's good for the future. I mean, what something would happen to one of us? Who's going to fill in for us? Right, Scott?
Exactly right. No,
I have people behind us.
You need a succession plan.
I got my boys set up, you know, to take the farm over, and they're perfectly capable of this. You know, so, you know, you're building a new business there. You got a lot of stuff to worry about. I just hope that everything works out there with the new studio and all that stuff for the year. And Happy New Year to you guys. And the only bad thing I got to say today is I agreed with Joe Biden this morning.
Look, even a blind nut even a blind squirrel finds a nut once in a while. So, you know, when he's right, say he's right. There's nothing wrong with that.
You do have our attention, though, now, Fred, in case you're wondering whether we're paying attention to what you're saying.
And you know what? There's nothing more motivating to a politician than seeing his poll numbers plummet to quickly glom on to an issue that makes some sense. And clearly that's what he's done here. You're talking about the meat. Summit or whatever, the food prices thing he was bringing up today, right?
Yeah, One American News this morning had a good report. I'm glad that you're up on it. You guessed it. He talked about the meat prices, and he said a statement that I had to agree with. large business with no competition is a controlling interest. That's a pretty good statement. And I just wanted to tell everybody that the meat prices are up in the store. We're getting ready to sell our calves out here. And our price is at the same as it was for the last 2 or 3 years or less, maybe a little bit more for steers. But we haven't gone up at all. Not a bit in the price that we're going to get for our steers.
It's disgusting. It's disgusting.
It really
and it ought to alarm every single American to say enough already. And I'm, you know, one of the things I often say about this, Fred, is that I wish you and others in this industry would get on one page about what the solution is. Because you got some folks who think it's country of origin labeling. You got another group that says that's not the day. You got another group that says this. Another one says that. We need one voice from cattlemen, from stockmen. And I know that's easier said than done. But at a time of crisis like this, with the consolidation of the foreign packers and all everything else, you'd think this would be the time where folks would come together, because I get confused on what to advocate for, because there's so many different voices even amongst the cattle. But you're right. Biden is stumped. The blind squirrel found a nut. Praise the Lord. I love it. Thanks.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the AutoCommand CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 AutoCommand tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken, that's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess, working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
America at War. Rioters in Portland being released without charges. Citizens' First Amendment rights are being denied. For heaven's sake, a sitting president was silenced. Industry with a stroke of a pen is destroyed, where lives are forever changed, and their ability to provide for their family's welfare taken in an instant. Let us first kneel in our closets and ask God to disclose our own need for change, and then let us fight. Let us fight and install a flagpole. I'm Jim, I'm MDFlagpoleGuy.com, and thank you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you by MyPillow, Mike Lindell, who, by the way, I was exchanging texts with last night. As usual, was up to all hours, and I called, and he didn't answer, which is rare. And then he texted me, I'm on the phone, call you back when I'm done. And the reason I was calling him is there was a prayer network that was announced yesterday, I believe it was.
Okay.
I'm trying to find the person's name here. And this particular person said that he had some kind of a prophecy related to President Trump and his well-being. I'd never heard of the person that did this, but the person's name is Robin Bullock. I think I'm saying that name, last name correctly. Anyway, this Robin, in an episode of an intelligence briefing, did a powerful prayer for President Trump, but said he didn't want to share the details of why he thought this was a concern with anyone other than Mike Lindell. And I'm not, I don't have any, and a prayer warrior friend of mine made me aware of this and said, you know, here's the video and, you know, the prayer is pretty powerful prayer for Trump. You know, do you know if Mike Lindell knows this guy, whatever. So I try to call Mike, no answer. Text me back, I'm on the phone. I text him, have you seen this? He said, I'm on the phone with him right now, have been for the last hour. And then he texted me about, I don't know, what time was that? 11:22 at night, said, he's credible, I'm still on the phone with him right now. Call you tomorrow.
Wow, okay, good.
So I don't know, you know, what to make of it, but I think it's pretty easy to say, as you're deciding who's in your prayers, maybe President Trump ought to be.
Oh, yeah.
And just, you know, I have no idea. I have no idea. And I honestly have a hard time. It's funny because I was reading a book, am reading a book right now by Fulton Sheen called The Life of Christ. And Fulton Sheen, Archbishop, not, was he cardinal? He is a cardinal.
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 Back in the day,
cardinal. Yeah. I've heard him referred to as Archbishop Cardinal Fulton Sheen. And it doesn't really matter because he was a humble guy, but he was a great communicator. And in this book, Life of Christ, it talks about, it starts really about all the prophecy that came from all over the world about what would happen before Christ and after Christ, right? It predicted everything. I mean, that's basically the Bible. So there's a large part of me when I hear some prophet claim to be a prophet and say, this is going to happen, and that's consent to happen, to say,
right,
this person's a nutcase.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
They're a whack job.
Yep.
But if you go back and actually read all the prophecy before what actually happened, there are prophets who are real. I think the challenge is, who, you know, how do you know?
Conspiracy theory.
Right. I don't. So I sort of don't try to figure it out.
What happens if the conspiracy's true?
But the ironic part of this whole story is I'm reading this book about all these prophets and,
right,
you know, China and, you know, oh, no, this is the Savior and that's the Savior. And then I hear this story about this Robin fellow, and I'm like, what in the heck? So anyway, long story short, Mike Lindell, just that's how he spends his life. He spends his life on the front lines. And whether you give two rips about any of that, he makes some really good products.
I have to ask him a question when we get him on. The one I want to know what kind of eyes are on these districts that are in question in November. That's the only thing I want to know. What tactics are we taking?
Well, we asked him a version of that. We asked him a version of that question last time he was on, related to Virginia.
Yeah.
And you know, did what they have exposed from 2020 factor in Virginia and give you and the answer was an unequivocally yes.
I know.
So that in his eyes, they don't dare cheat when you have the correct amount of eyes and attorneys and everything else on.
And that's what Dr. Jensen told us, too,
true,
out of the area.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got all kinds of people canvassing all sorts of locations. So,
And again, this has been Mike's life. $20-plus million into conversations with every attorney general in the country, all kinds of different efforts that are out there. And set aside the machines and, you know, the forensics there, and why did Mark Zuckerberg want to buy them, and what was going on with providing them for, what were the strings attached to providing? Cass County took money from Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
And sort of squealed a little bit when the state legislature was passing legislation to say you can't do that, to say, well, we use it for feeding our election workers. I'm like, you get enough tax money in Cass County to feed election workers.
Yeah.
Don't take it from Mark Zuckerberg. and the strings that come with it. Anyway, set all that aside. Just look at what happened as a result of COVID. What happened as a result of the quote-unquote emergency of COVID related to our election law is the exact opposite of the state constitutions in which it happened.
And now they're pushing harder than ever for voter rights.
Right, and that's what Chuck Schumer's up to right now.
That's what he is exactly
they're trying
up to.
They're trying to put everything they did as a quote-unquote emergency of COVID
in normal
election law, and they're trying to federalize elections. And there's been one guy with the guts to stand up to all that, and it's Mike Lindell. And he gets mocked, and he gets ridiculed and everything else. And I actually even think a lot of the people that mock and ridicule him on the Republican conservative side agree with him if they took 15 minutes to figure out what he's fighting for in Arizona,
right,
in Michigan,
no doubt,
in Pennsylvania, in Wisconsin. But having said all that, whether you care one whit about any of that, you ought to buy the best towels money can buy. Same with the mattresses and beds and toppers and the go-anywhere pillows and the memoir. What are the odds? From crack addict to CEO, it's fantastic. You can buy that book and get a MyPillow for $9.98. I mean, are you kidding me? And a little Bible verse on the MyPillow pillowcase to give to a grandchild.
There you go.
You just can't beat it. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Okay? The number is 800-506-9028. Or MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. I promise to get to some texts, and I will. Where will the flag be broadcasting the show in Frisco, Texas? We'll be at the Marriott Legacy. Marriott Legacy. We're usually right in the lobby. Not hard to find. And I understand the store is not there this year. They used to have the store in the lobby, and then they had it down in one of the banquet rooms. And I understand it's now going to be somewhere else. So the lobby should be a little less crowded, and you'll find us. One suggestion. No more half-hour guest slots. There's barely enough time to address anything of importance and definitely no time for any listener questions. So I take that to mean, this is one of our answers to the question, how can we be better in 2022 to serve you? I think the texter is saying, if you do guests, don't do them for a full half hour. Is that what you guys get out of that? No more half-hour guest slots. There's barely enough time to, well, maybe saying more.
I was going to say, do a full hour, so there's more time, I guess.
If you have a guest for a full hour, and then you have enough time to address the important stuff and get listener questions in. All right.
Good. Yeah, good idea.
It's just challenging because sometimes you want to tell a guest, look, you can say in 10 minutes what could also take you an hour, so be a little more efficient with it. And then, you know, if we could, I don't know. It's there's no easy answer. And what we kind of do is if there's something really significant, let's keep them for a half hour and even extend it even more. And yesterday we had a very interesting conversation in 10 minutes, so no perfect way, but I appreciate the suggestions. Keep them coming. Gene and Jim, when we come back on the phone. News breaks every minute. Now, millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax when they really need to know. I do it, and you should too. Newsmax is already the fourth highest rated cable news channel. Get the latest on COVID, the inflation surge, and what's really happening in Washington. Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Tune in tonight at 7 p.m. Central and watch Grant Stinchfield. He's warning of the growing threat from China. Stinchfield is asking the tough questions. He's fighting for you. So tune in to Newsmax tonight for Stinchfield on all major cable systems in North Dakota and South Dakota, except for Midco. Midco carries 11 liberal news channels on basic cable but won't carry Newsmax. Remember that when Midco asks you to sign up for their services. Let them know you won't subscribe. Millions are also watching the free Newsmax app on their phones. You can get it for free on your smartphone store right now. Newsmax. I trust it. So can you.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
No one is escaping inflation in America. The worst it's been in decades. Everything is more expensive, including food for our tables. Beef is up 20%, pork nearly 17%, and chicken over 9% higher now when compared to a year ago.
I was sitting in my kitchen yesterday. My wife was there with her sister and a good friend, and she was saying, do you realize it's over $5 for a pound of hamburger meat? $5? It's $5 compared to less than $4 before the pandemic.
On Monday, two armed drones approaching U.S. troops in Iraq were shot down without incident. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the drones, but footage of the drones showed debris with writing that said, Soleimani's Revenge. Soleimani was killed in a U.S. airstrike 2 years ago that struck his convoy and ordered by then-President Trump as Soleimani was planning his next terrorist attack. New reports coming out of the Middle East, two more lethal drones were shot down Tuesday morning. USA Radio News.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Back at What's On Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at the University of Mary. You know, I'm a UMary alum. If you don't graduate, are you an alum? Are you still an alum? If you attended classes there, or do you need an actual degree?
I don't know. I think you got to be a graduate.
Okay, then I better stop saying that. But a former UMary student. How about
that?
Right. In the season of giving, which, by the way, the 12 days of Christmas are still on. We're not 12 days removed from Christmas yet. So remember that. Still the Christmas season. You can give a life-changing gift to someone you love. How about a gift to yourself? And that gift is the gift of education. Through the flexible and affordable options offered by the University of Mary, you can complete a bachelor's degree, earn a graduate degree, or tailor your skills with a certificate. Earn your degree through Mary on your schedule. I mean, what's not to love in all this? Find out more at online.umary.edu. And remember, when you're ready to apply, just use the promo code SCOTT, and your application fee is waived. Nothing to lose there. Just to explore this and take a look, okay? All right. Fred and Wing called earlier about some things Joe Biden said. We should probably play Joe Biden so people can hear why we are agreeing with him that this needs to be addressed. What Joe Biden is doing is finding a political winner of an issue. And the political winner in this is rising food prices. But the cattle producer, the cattlemen, the ranchers, the folks that raise the cattle that ultimately become the meat in your market, have been getting jammed for a long, long time. But politically, this could be advantageous for Joe Biden, whose numbers are plummeting right now. We don't care. We're glad that he's recognizing that it's a problem. Here's what he said.
Back in July, I signed an executive order to promote competition across the economy. In too many industries, a handful of giant companies dominate the market. And too often, they use their power to squeeze out smaller competitors and stifle new entrepreneurs, making our economy less dynamic. Without meaningful competition, farmers and ranchers don't get to choose who they sell to. Or put another way, our farmers and ranchers have to pay whatever these four big companies say they have to pay, by and large.
In every crisis, there's an opportunity, and this is definitely a crisis, what's happening right now. And it is a result of too few packers. And of the too few packers, what is it, two of the four that are foreign owned? Tyson is U.S., JBS is not. I think two of the four are foreign owned.
Well,
it's the
top four. JBS is number one, Tyson number two, Cargill Meat Solutions. Those are the three big beef slaughter company. Sysco's more boxed beef and distribution. Other beef slaughter is National Beef Packing. You've got OSI Group. You've got American Foods Group in Green Bay. I mean, I'm doing a, there's a big list.
Let me just make, I'll give you the fifth grade explanation of why this is a problem.
Greater Omaha Packing. One question I have, like down in Aberdeen, they built, I think it's Dakota Ranchers, or they built a big processing plant, and they're buying local beef, great prices from everything I hear in Aberdeen. That isn't really stifling competition. That seems to be competition to me.
Well, the problem is just the size.
Okay.
And how much they can take.
Right.
And I do think South Dakota's leaned into this better than North Dakota has.
Okay.
So there's ways to do that. Back to crisis and opportunity. Crisis here is the problem of food prices rising. So the opportunity for Joe Biden is a political win.
Right.
We don't care if he's right. I'm glad he's bringing attention to it. The crisis and opportunity you're talking about is, hey, if beef is available to be sold to the four packers that are basically stealing by the low prices they're offering, why don't I sell it to somebody else? Why don't I do it locally? And the problem there is scale and just having enough ability. And there's enormous, ridiculous regulations on processing and the local,
right.
locals doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
In my mind, we ought to lean in and just say, let's be smart about this and do everything in our power to make business friendly for this industry.
Right.
So there's a proliferation of it and they have more competition state by state from, you know, local meat processing and everything else. So
I would imagine like Burger King and McDonald's have huge contracts in place with people like that too. So that, yeah, I see what you're saying.
And, you know, like the Good Ranchers that Charlie Kirk talks
yeah,
about.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And they're yeah. buying and doing it. So we just need more of that in my mind. But Joe Biden, good for him. Good for him for raising
really,
this issue.
Just the, not four, it looks like about seven is the beef slaughter number in the top 30. So the other ones are smaller. But.
Yeah, the four bigs.
The four
two
bigs,
of the
yeah.
four bigs yep. are foreign owned.
Yes.
That to me is giving them enormous control over that. All right, Jim and Bismarck. And then Gene in Beraria. You're up on deck, Gene. Jim, you go. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi, Scott. A couple quick things. Is there a number that I can get or an address to just send donation to Mike Lindell without buying pillows or anything?
I would donate to the Lindell Foundation.
Okay.
Is what I would do. Every time I've ever asked Mike this question, he says, buy pillows, because if you buy pillows and use the promo code Scott, even if you buy gift cards, even if you buy books to give away to everybody you know in your community, whatever, you're helping us here on the program, and you're helping him. So
okay.
the book is a good example.
Back. I don't even want anything back. I just want to give him some money. So that's, you know, rather than him having to send me something out, so I'll do what you say. I'll do it that way. But I just, so that way he makes more of a profit to do what he's doing. I so appreciate the guy.
I think your heart's in the right place. It is absolutely in the right place by wanting to do that. And that's why the Lindell Foundation exists, because it's about recovery and about, he has two major charitable efforts, election integrity and recovery. Because he's a crack addict, right? And the website is lindellfoundation.org if you want to find out more about it. It's Minnesota-based. There are charity navigators out there that talk about the, you know, the finance and accountability and all of that. So they give it, you know, good marks in all of that. And it has a good mission. But I'm just telling you, if I asked Mike today, he'd say, buy the book. Give the book
okay.
out. You know, help us there, because all of that helps the effort, and you use the promo code Scott, you get more books, so it's a good deal.
Okay. Hey, one other quick thing. About 3 weeks ago, I called you about District 8 in Bismarck here. I'm really digging up a lot more information and getting a lot of names, and I'm seeing a lot of corruption in District 8. And I'm not gonna give out any names and what's going on right now, but I'm still trying to get all my money I donated back because they basically took it. So, and when I get some more information, I'm gonna get on the air with you and go through the whole scenario. I got recorded, transcripts and everything, and there's some people in there. There's something going on, and I hope they're not doing it in other districts. And so when I get more information, I want to spend a few minutes on the show with you and go through all that.
Happy to have you do that. One of the roles we cherish here is being whistleblowers when it's necessary, whenever. And quite honestly, probably get a half a dozen in emails a day with, hey, did you know you should check this out, whatever. We always start digging and can't always provide the answers, but you've done a lot of the legwork, so happy to do that. I should also mention tomorrow on the program, Perry Schaefer, the new chairman of the Republican Party in North Dakota, he is going to be here, and the texter earlier that said, hey, don't have a guest on for a half hour, he's going to be on for a full hour tomorrow. Full hour tomorrow.
Perfect.
So Perfect. Any questions, any comments, that'll be tomorrow, a little talk radio town hall with him. We also have Jason Miller, former top aide to Donald Trump and now the founder of Getter, to do a little tutorial on Getter, which is a replacement for Twitter without the cancel culture. So look forward to that. Thanks for the call, Jim. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Josh. Appreciate it. Yep, bye.
Appreciate your support for Mike Lindell, too. Gene and Beraria next. Grant and Bismarck, you're on deck. Gene, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
God bless Mike Lindell. And go, Jim. Now, the beef cattle disparity. Okay, we've been here before. We've been in these places before. We have the 1921 Stockyards and Packers Act. It is still the law of the land. Congress keeps telling us, we're investigating, we're investigating. We never see the results of their investigations. I've been writing letters, Stockyards and Packers Act, GIPSA, the law of the land. Apply the law of the land. And when you were talking about the Packers, you forgot Smithfield, owned by China. Who is building the $500 million pork plant in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, right across the street from Sanford Medical Center?
Yep.
There's a big issue there over odor.
Well, the one thing I would say, too, Gene, is that Smithfield is more for pork slaughter and pork processing than beef. So that's what I was reading off of, yeah. So
yeah, same problem, though.
Yeah, same problem, yeah.
And by the way, what's the answer to the question? Who is building the $500 million Packer plant in Sioux Falls? Is that Smithfield?
I don't think so. I don't know. But
okay.
It's more competition. But right across the street from the Sanford Medical Center? it's crazy. We need to stop the investigations and start enforcing the laws of the land.
Amen. Action.
GIPSA.
Yeah, enough talk. What's GIPSA?
Grain Inspection, Stockyards and Packers Act. GIPSA is the short for it. 1921. Hey. The Nonpartisan League. That's how North Dakota got a state bank. That's how North Dakota got a state mill. How about now a state packing plant?
So is your point the 1921 Stockyards and Packers Act has been subverted by GIPSA?
No, it is. That's holy cow. It is GIPSA.
Okay, I got it.
It's ignored.
Got it. It's sort of like a law that we just have gone around so many different ways. You want to go back to what worked in 1921, and that's what's not happening.
Exactly. Thank you, Scott. Thank you.
Thank you, Gene. Appreciate it very much.
Holstone Farms in Sioux Falls, by the way.
You see the signs everywhere. Strata. What are they? They're all about service, exceptional service and support to their customers, quality, high quality, cost competitive products and services, integrity, innovation too, and they're a great place to work. The Strata Corporation has a career for you waiting at stratacorporation.com. Click the careers link. Solid people, solid products, solid performance. Since 1910, that's Strata Solid. Ever tried one of the delicious 18th Street sandwiches? You can find them at PetroServe USA, and they're a dollar off all month long. Actually, everything's great at PetroServe USA. Home cook and grab-and-go convenience, 4-for-4 deal with a gooey, awesome hot stuff personal pan pizza, 2 cookies and a 20-ounce drink, 4 items, $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA. Pet-safe ice melt is $8.99, Balsa blankets $9.99, and assorted Hershey's candy bars, 2 for $1. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you. There's very few things that are certain in this world, but if you spend more time in a sun or a hot tub, you will be better for it, above the water, below the water.
That's right, and both increase your circulation, and when that's happening, good things are happening. Heat transfers in the body, heat proteins, and we could talk on and on and on, but you're better, like you said, below the water, above the water, and beyond the water.
Finley Osanas, hot spring spas, hurry. Call 844-200-7727, online at hotspringspasandpooltables2.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Back on Lunch on Your Mind, brought to you today by PetroServe USA. Be out there later today. Looking forward to cruising in. Exit 292 off I-94. And I'm going to go hot beef sandwich today for lunch. Sounds darn good, doesn't it?
Come on. Talk about comfort food.
Kind of chicken pot pie kind of day, too. They have both in Valley City today. Yep. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, meatloaf or corn dogs with a side of mac and cheese. You kidding me right now? Chicken fried steak, 12th Avenue and I-29, NP Avenue, downtown Fargo, tater tot hot dish, beef stew in Glendon today, right along Highway 10. I'm telling you, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, PetroServe USA, do some of those homemade cookies today as well. Fresh-baked muffins, maybe, not a bad deal. Any size fountain pop or coffee, cappuccinos, 49 cents. Rolls. Oh, the famous Valley Dairy caramel rolls at PetroServe USA or Valley Dairy locations. All right, last segment of this hour for anything on your mind. Next hour, Mark Morano, publisher of ClimateDepot.com, give you some great ammunition on what is not really about the environment, cleaner air, cleaner water. It's about control. And there's a lot of great information. Mark is coming to North Dakota. It'll be at the Bell Mayhus Auditorium this week. We'll give you details on that. coming up as well. And then the dean of the UND Odegaard School of Aerospace Sciences on the pilot shortage as well, because that's why these flight cancellations are happening like crazy. All that coming up on the program we call What's on Your Mind. Let's see here. Who's next? Grant and Bismarck. Next up on What's on Your Mind. Grant, tell me what's on your mind.
Well, Scott, we've seen this before with healthcare. We had pretty decent healthcare before. Now it's expensive. We have them talking like they want to solve these food problems. And like Jim said, we already have laws for protecting us from all this stuff. So the noose is tightening. And if they get their way with the voting, they got us with our mouths for food. They've got our health care, and then they're going to get our vote. So I really don't see this as a win. I just see it as games for diverting our attention from what's really going to happen if Schumer gets his way. Enforce the laws we have. We need a sheriff for this country to stop this, and hopefully the courts keep doing what they're doing with this. But I just don't see this as a blind squirrel getting a nut situation. I just think it's a diversion. And if we don't recognize this and call it all out, that's it. I think the noose is too tight. I don't know how we recover from it.
Your point is don't trust Biden to fix this problem.
You can't, well, anybody, these rhinos, the Democrats, nobody. They don't want to solve anything for us. They're just playing these games for everything, and that's why they hated Trump. They're still subpoenaing his kids and him to make a point that we just need to be the good working folk and pay our taxes through the nose, which are, they're going to go up more, and our vote isn't even going to matter.
Yeah,
I mean, our local level, I mean, we're seeing our local level people get very involved, and we're starting to really keep an eye on them, and you're seeing how that's going for us.
Grant, you're making great points, and I don't think anybody's naive enough to think that Biden fixes this. I think in crisis there's opportunity. He has a crisis. His numbers are plummeting, so he's trying to get in front of the parade on this. To the extent it could fix the issue, great, but I'm with you. Don't trust him. Trust but verify, and I'm just glad the Packers, who are getting jammed, are getting some attention, and we're going to actually, you know, elevate the issue a little bit. That's what I'm glad about.
I hope it happens, but I mean, I really hope it's not a diversion for getting the final noose tugged on us, because like Kevin said, you know, Schumer's there. They want to change these rules. They want to change
the rules. You bet they do.
Nationalize the election.
Yeah.
And this meatpacking thing, cause yeah, everyone wants to get behind it, cause we're consumers. We're producers out here. We live and breathe it out here. But that's the main issue, is that diversion for election.
Appreciate the call, Grant. Thanks a bunch. Texter says, I'm a longtime listener of What's on Your Mind. Every morning while feeding cattle, I've enjoyed the discussion on various topics. Occasionally, the topic of meat prices that ranchers are receiving compared with high profits of packers and high retail prices for consumers is discussed. Recently, the Biden administration held meetings and discovery with cattle groups and producers to try to find a way to solve the problems. While I applaud the efforts, I'm not optimistic about the outcome. Being in this industry for over 40 years, we've seen this story before. Politicians strut and pose and get an investigation, and after time, the issue is forgotten, mm-hmm. while other news dominates the public. With Biden's history of graft and payoffs and the known criminal offenses of the owners of JBS, who've done time in Brazil for buying politicians, a payout to Sleepy Joe is inevitable that will make Hunter's painting enterprise look like peanuts. So as agriculture media prints and talks about progress and getting higher profits to producers, call me a skeptic. Today I can lock in at $1.40 on cattle that last year were $1.20.
But
the price of corn I feed has doubled and other feedstocks have tripled. Now you understand why ranchers have quit by the thousands in recent years.
Yeah, there it is. It's simple economics.
Now South Dakota, I think, is being smarter about this and finding local and statewide solutions.
Yeah, Demcota is one of the processors down in Aberdeen and I don't know.
This one in South Dakota is a co-op we found out of Lake Preston, Minnesota, too, that's being built across from Sanford.
Yeah, it's called Holstone Farms, and they're coming out of Lake Preston, Minnesota, or Lake Preston, South Dakota. The guy that runs it, his family, has a big hog operation there, and they want competition, the Smithfield down there, and that's what they're going to do. So that's how you win. I mean, out-hustle them, out-do them.
Appreciate all the calls. More next hour on climate action and the control behind that effort that hides behind, we want cleaner water and air, and we're going to ruin the planet if we don't do things our way. Yeah, Greta's Greta's action. Plus, why is there a pilot shortage, and what are we doing to fix it? Let's grow our own. All coming up on What's On Your Mind.
At Collins & Cronk, Raymond James, we are privileged to have our clients let us be a part of their lives. They share their families with us and their close friends. We get to help them develop their dreams and curb their fears. We are so grateful to have this honored and important role in their lives. This holiday season reminds us once again how important family is, and we are thankful to be a part of yours.
Merry Christmas from all of us at Collins & Cronk, and a prosperous new year.
Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James.
Right here, right now, is where life happens. Where you do you. The dreams that grip you for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for?
First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.